answered Riley of Ogden and said, how long will you speak these things, and how long shall the words of your mouth be like a strong wind? Doth God prefer judgment, or doth the Almighty prefer justice? If your children have sinned against him, and he hath cast them away for their transgression, if you would seek unto God betimes, and make your supplication to the Almighty, now he would awake for you and make the habitation of your righteousness prosperous. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end should greatly increase. For inquire, I pray, of the former, to search of their fathers. For we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days upon the earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach you and tell you, and utter words out of their heart? Grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? Whilst it is yet in his greenness and not cut down, it withers before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. Shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. The sun, and his branch shoots forth in his garden. His roots are wrapped about the heap, and sees the place of stones. If he destroys him from his place, then it shall deny him, saying, his way, and out of the earth shall others grow. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers, till he fill thy mouth with laughing, and thy lips with rejoicing. That hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come.